Life imitates art. Art imitates life. Sometimes they're inextricably intertwined. And so Jake Schaefer and I are going to try to maintain a calm demeanor, even even as Igor is in the room out for blood. And so that's what's going on as we. So this is, you know, we're supposed to give warnings for upcoming things. So we're about to have an interview on Young Frankenstein. So
it already sounds very dangerous.
And so if saline, if you're allergic to silliness, then you're enjoying to turn off the radio for about the next 22 minutes. Okay, there we go. So now we have only the people that want to hear us in here on Young Frankenstein. Where do you even start? It's just so many lovely and multi-level possibilities. Have you folks done a Mel Brooks thing before?
Yeah, Civic produced The Producers.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember exactly how long ago, but I think 3-4 seasons ago.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe even further back.
Yeah. So then it's all the richness, all the everything.
All the everything.
Yeah. Which is involved in Young Frankenstein. I guess for those that know it as a movie, the inevitable interviewer's first question is, what's it like as a stage show?
It's very, very close to the film, namely because Mel Brooks was heavily involved in the musical adaptation. Mm-hmm. He wrote the book and heavily collaborated on the music. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very close.
Well, and he was a stickler on the music.
Totally.
I'll get my story out of the way, then we're done with that. But when the producers came on the big road show tour, I will never forget that actually finally hearing a full orchestra as he would require, mm-hmm, on that road show, and just feeling the feeling in the room, because Mel Brooks knows.
Oh.
Yeah.
And even for Civic standards, we have a very large pit, uh-huh, for this show. It's 13, mm-hmm, players.
Wow, yeah. But you need it, don't you?
You need it.
Or you owe it to it, or
you
something
do.
Like that.
Yeah. The thing about Young Frankenstein that I feel like is just straight out of the gate, slightly overlooked, not necessarily intentionally, but maybe because one wouldn't expect it. But the music in the show is really tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like some blow-through adaptation, mm-hmm, score.
Yeah, and which the musicians here would probably agree to, and we'll get to meet them one at a time. And actually, let's do that first. First, let's begin with Rebecca Craven as Frau Blücher. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Have you been waiting all your life for this alter ego?
Oh, it's such an iconic role, and it is very close to the movie, but it doesn't stop there. It brings it forward to our times now and adds a little bit more to it so that modern audiences can enjoy it even more, but still harkens back to the movie, those iconic characters, yeah, that you think of, so you don't miss the famous lines that, yeah, you're used to hearing.
Is there an example of how it brings it forward, how it makes it more of our time?
Oh, come on. Give it, you can lay it
well,
on him.
Well, Frau Blücher has to have that after. It was a very small role in the movie. Very iconic, very known for who she was, and that she caused the horses to whinny, and that she had a relationship with Victor. But in the show, it's much more expanded, and having a song about it, which we'll probably hear shortly, really shows how it brings forward the older sexuality of elderly still having the wants and needs of humanity. And it brings out that edginess that if we left it in the movie, it wouldn't be that edgy nowadays, but it adds a little bit more to the storyline and bringing her out more as a full character.
Nice. And then if we take the overview of the Frankenstein concept of kind of transformation and what is real and what is living and what is dead, Civic has experienced an extraordinary transformation. I remember some years ago when a mild-mannered pianist came and joined Civic Theater and, you know, just quietly was there, just kind of playing piano.
Yeah, do
and
tell
then
her.
Little by little, we saw him kind of really find his energy and, mm-hmm, then start conducting and being a demanding music director.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently we've seen that he's gotten on stage and he's found his stage voice and his singing voice.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary.
I actually know this person that you're speaking about as a performer first.
Really?
When we were 10, 11.
Oh, you were two boys getting in trouble together?
No, not really like that. We were just in the same summer camp getting in trouble.
Okay, well, yeah, as long as you
and
did
by
that.
Getting in trouble, I mean I was. Yeah. Henry was doing exactly what he was told to do. I'm sorry, I just ruined the bit. We're talking about Henry. Henry, Spokane Civic Theater's music director, is also the lead in Young Frankenstein.
Yeah, well, congratulations, Henry.
Thank you.
Now that we've totally, you know, either trashed or embarrassed you, talk about this kind of emergence, all the things of you that keep coming out. You're on the analyst chair right now, and Mel Brooks is asking you this.
Well, I mean, it's been lovely over these past several seasons to be more and more involved in civic theater and to have the position that I have there now. This is kind of the next evolution of what I've been doing. We're trying it for the first time. It's definitely the first time that I've had the experience of music directing, and then at a certain point, turning that off for the most part and having to become a character. And in some ways, it feels like I've focused on myself last. So, you know, I have that situation where I feel like I know everyone else's part, and then I get to the last few weeks and like, oh, I have to do this now. I have to get up there with everyone. So that's been a unique challenge.
Yeah, and I guess for the maybe last moment of seriousness we'll take here, that therefore you as music director and all the things you do must be really great then to have to put out, to have to be on the stage and experience what all the people you've been directing are doing.
That's very true, and I think we thought from the very beginning that would be a good experience for the sake of the whole organization, mm-hmm. just in that... It's important to hear what the volunteer actors hear, hear what the balance is from the pit, what kind of stage experience they have, because then that informs what we do in the future as well. So there are some very practical benefits.
Yeah, I asked him 17 times at callbacks, Vern, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? And the reason, well, first of all, it was a no-brainer. Like, as soon as he sang...
You're going to say no-brainer relative to Young Frankenstein. Okay, yeah, keep going.
Yeah, no-brainer, because when he sang The Brain, it was perfectly evident that that was our guy.
Yeah.
And it was totally a twofold scenario in that great doctor, great performance is going to be a massive undertaking. And the other side of it is we are both so dedicated to the community's experience at Civic that to be able to flip the table and for him to be able to have the experience from that perspective is only going to further inform what we're trying to do.
Sure. Yeah.
It's not easy. It's been a wild ride for sure. But in order to get that second layer, that information, it's the only way.
Yeah. Good. And then finally, somebody who seems to not be able to get out of character as Igor is Chris Hansen. Chris, move a little closer to the microphone. You seem to be embodying yourself.
It's just something that I've fallen in love with. I actually was fortunate enough last year to perform as Igor in Aspire Community
Igor.
Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually pronounced Igor. Yeah. I had a great time with the show last year, and as soon as I heard Civic was going to put it on, it was, again, a no-brainer that I was going to audition. And it's a show that I will always jump at if I get the opportunity. Every character has something to bring to the table that gives a laugh and this nostalgic feeling because of the movie that... just warms hearts and, you know, chuckles people all around.
Nice. So. And Ashley Pyle, you started, you walked into the pit as a pianist, and then the role's grown from there, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So talk about what you're really going to be doing on the Friday night opening.
I have recently stepped into conducting. With a question mark. That's where I'm at with
it. Yeah, there's definitely a period there.
That 13-piece orchestra and...
It's
it
a lot
together.
Of fun from having played with these people for the past few shows to being in front of these people and just like knowing what Henry's done and having that experience of being able to see what it looks like to do it and then for someone to say, hey, go do it. Okay, cool.
So everybody in their extremely different roles, and not everybody. Let's take the woman in her totally expected role and ask Rebecca to go and sing a song for us as Frau Blücher, joined by Ashley Pyle at the piano. And while they get ready to do this, talk a little bit more about...
Ashley Pyle?
Yeah.
Can I please?
Please.
Okay, the last orchestra rehearsal was like the Twilight Zone. The first half of the rehearsal I conducted. Then I called Henry during the break and said, that was a disaster. Can we try Ashley out the second half? And we did. And because she's been the rehearsal pianist through the whole process, because Henry's in the show, typically that wouldn't be the case, right? Henry would be the pianist for the show. It was already there. The understanding of the flow of the musicality was already there. The connection to the performances was already set with her. It was no new information. So another curveball, yes, but ultimately the right decision, just about a week too late.
Yeah, well, so the Thrill Theater. And so we're going into our studio right now, and we're going to, as soon as I know I've done everything right here, and we're going to hear Frau Blücher as he was my boyfriend.
Love comes when you least suspect it. Love dances in honor of him. I thought maybe I could direct it, but I never expected a guy like him. He was a bully and a brute. He was as crazy as a coot. Still, I didn't give a hoot. He was my boyfriend. With every woman he would flirt. He always treated me like dirt, but I was happy to be hurt. He was my boyfriend. I was as pure as a virgin meadow, lying this victor in the gloam. Then he turned to me that charmer and whispered, let's play farmer, and plowed me till the cows came home.
This is a lot of information.
He was a monster and a beast. His midnight bangings never ceased. It didn't faze me in the least. He was my boyfriend.
He was my boyfriend, sung there for us by Rebecca Craven from the cast of Young Frankenstein opening Friday night. And then we have to say this several times, no show Saturday night because of the Lilac Parade, and then back again on Sunday. And then it's the usual Thursday through Sunday run for until closing when?
We close on Father's Day, June 16th, Thursday through Saturday, performances at 7:30 and Sunday matinees at 2.
Right, for this show. Well, we've covered an awful lot about the show, because either people already know what's going to happen, or we could say it and give it away or whatever,
right.
but about Young Frankenstein. But what... Beyond these issues of surviving, which with all of these interesting changes and juggles you've done, what else does anybody kind of take away from the fun of doing a Mel Brooks show?
For me, it's been my second time, so I get a chance to take a look at the character again, try and dig a little deeper, find the different nuances, have a wonderful experience with a completely different cast, especially working with Henry. We have such a history. Having worked as a stagehand in Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater, meeting him for the first time and having him be completely different from me And I had never experienced a human with that personality before, so I was immediately intrigued. A little unknown fact about Henry and I is that we have the, well, unofficial world record for the longest mime war for 2.5 hours. And as soon as I found out that he was going to be Dr. Frankenstein, I was just praying to be his Igor. I wanted to drive him up a wall.
Is pray P-R-A-Y or E-Y?
A little of both.
Okay. Yeah, and let's spend another moment of Igor.
Sure.
What beyond caricature is Igor, or who beyond caricature is Igor?
He is, I would say, part pet, eager Labrador, really. Heavy on the lab. But he is a hardworking, dedicated, loyal individual that just wants to have worth in life. And this dream has been his life from the moment he heard the story. So for him, it's all about it. He just wants to make a monster, and he wants to do it with a Frankenstein. So
there you go. And so you're making your own monster on stage for the second time at Civic Theater. Any other thought, kind of closing thoughts before we get into our last song about just the experience of doing this show?
It's our season closer, and I take that fairly seriously in that I'm perfectly aware of how beautiful it is outside. And our single mission with this show is to give a great, high-energy, hilarious, 2 hours-on-the-nose experience. That's really what it is, and that's kind of the focus for these next couple of days, is just getting the show tight, getting it clean, and getting everyone comfortable with everything, so that is ultimately all that we have, is to trust the script and the great performances by way of the great performers, and get people in and out.
Nice.
That's the idea. I mean, I'm not trying to discourage people from rushing out by any means. It's just the idea of the pace of the show.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by how many people don't actually know Young Frankenstein. Mm. And so it's kind of reintroducing to another generation this wonderful comedy. And so I'm really excited to have people that don't necessarily know all the ins and outs come and see it.
And experience those jokes for the first time.
So yeah. Good. It lives on, so it should.
Lovely. Well, let's send the two gentlemen and the pianist out to do one last song for the purpose of this interview. This is Young Frankenstein opening Friday night at Civic Theater. And so Chris Hansen, who was just speaking in defense of Igor, and then Henry McNulty, who has the title of the play, really, Henry as Frederick, and the pianist, Ashley Pyle, and we will hear the song together again.
Like Laurel and Hardy, like Coke and Bacardi, like Juliet and Romeo, ebb and flow, to and fro, together, together again. Together again for the first time, we've only met in a dream. Up until now, it's been the worst time, but now that you're here, we're a team. Together again for the first time, haven't a woe or a care, no longer a bad and a cursed time. It's easy to see, you have to agree, we're destined to be a great pair. All of me life I've been stooging around, nothing to do at a loss. All of me life I've been stooging around, but what good is a stooge if he ain't got a boss? Together again for the first time, back on the track to renown. We're gonna thrill 'em, we're gonna kill 'em. You'll be the teacher, we'll make a new creature, and scare the bloomin' daylights right out of this town.
Stop it, stop it. You don't understand. I'll only be here for a few days to settle my grandfather's estate, and then I'm heading straight back to New York. No laboratories, no creatures.
Bet you change your mind, Master. Come on, join in a chorus. It's fun.
My dear Igor, I happen to be the Dean of Anatomy at a world-renowned school of medicine. Although, I do sing a bit, and was in fact a whiffenpoof at Yale.
A whiffin' poof? Wow! Come on, Doc. Nobody's around.
Well, nobody is around. What the hell? Together again for the first time. Haven't a woe or a care. No longer a pad and a cursed time.
This is the best time.
It's easy to see.
You have to agree. We're destined to be a great pair.
May I
take it?
All of my life I've been passing around, mean and alone like a Scrooge. All of my life I've been passing around, but what good is a boss if he ain't got a stooge? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't wish to embarrass you, but I am a rather brilliant surgeon. Perhaps I could help you with that hump.
What hump?
Together again for the first time. We've only met in a dream.
Like Ginger and Freddy,
McDonald and Eddie,
like San Juan and Teddy,
or like meatballs and spaghetti.
But the pair that we cry for, the pair that we sigh for, the pair that we die for is Frankenstein and Igor. For the first time, together again.
Okay, there we go. Together again from Young Frankenstein. Oh, I guess, Jake, they just said Frankenstein. Is that just another level of the joke?
Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. Young Frankenstein, that was Chris Hansen as Igor and Henry McNulty as Frederick. And that opens Friday night. That's a few days hence, Friday night, and then Friday and Sunday only. No Saturday show because of the traffic all around the essentially the moat of Civic Theater and preparing for the Lilac Parade. But then it continues Thursday through Sunday until Father's Day. So thank you, everybody, for coming in.
Thank you, Vern.
Thank you.